B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Get our app if you haven't done that yet. Also, make sure you're telling your smart speakers to play 98.5 The Sports Hub wherever you are. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us.
Heck yeah.
Let's talk a little football. What do you say, Zo?
Let's do it.
Cam Newton, Patriots quarterback. I call him Patriots starting quarterback. You do not.
I do not yet.
We've been
yet.
Talking about this
yet.
For weeks.
Can he be? Yes, he
you
can
said,
be.
You think at the end of all this, Stidham wins the job. Stidham has far more of an understanding, a deeper understanding of the Patriots offense and terminology than Cam Newton could. Cam Newton just signed here, right?
Yeah, and this is why I feel the way I feel, and I'm pretty strong on it. I understand this offense. I played in this offense. It is a complicated offense, and hey, credit Charlie Weiss for this, for calling everything ass backwards. Like, we go formation first, then we go, you name the F, the H. He's got to understand that terminology. Then it's a protection. Then you tag the route. And then there's certain things within the route that you don't talk about, but there are route adjustments. So he's got to understand all that. Snap it. Make the call. Be one with David Andrews up front. That's why Brady excelled so much in this offense was, you know what, Dave, that's the wrong call. We're gonna switch protection here. I don't know if Cam could do that. And I think he might have to with this offense. So I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to go with the guys that have been around it. Brian Hoyer is back for his third run with this team. He's been in, you know, he's been on eight teams, started all around the league. I know what everybody thinks of Brian Hoyer, but they brought him here for a reason, because if something would happen to Stidham, because I go back to plan A, if Cam Newton was plan A, they would have granted him in March and found a way to pay him. Okay, they did it with Antonio Brown. There's ways you can pay guys. You could create space, and you could go get a guy if you desire the guy. So they brought Brian back because he knows it. It's seamless for him. He knows it better than Stidham. So you cross your fingers and you hope, you know, Stidham's going to bounce and, you know, make this advance here in year two. But the problem is there's no games. I think having no games hurts Newton. Because here's what's going to happen. So you're going to have an open competition, right? So for the allowed media members that are going to be allowed to go down there, and I'm sure everything's going to be shrunken down because of COVID, right? You hear some grumblings of maybe one per outlet will be down there, and we're going to have to live off what they see. But what you're also going to want to know is, what are the combinations? Who's the first guy in the huddle today? Who's the first guy in the huddle tomorrow? Who's the guy that's down working with only running backs all day? Is it the third guy? Is it the, you know, that's what I'm going to miss about being down at camp, because I could sense rotations and I know where this thing's going to head to. You know, why are they giving this guy all the reps, or why does this guy have seven snaps in an 11 person blitz period and the other guy only gets four? Like, and they're going to have to make a pretty quick decision on this, because, you know, once you're out of the strength and conditioning thing, you know, that ease period of the 18 days, he had 14 practices. That's it, to show what you can do. And I really think that puts Cam behind the eight ball. And not just that, from the Super Bowl champions that I've talked to.
Oh, Super Bowl champions. Wow. Okay.
There have been no OTAs with him. There have been no Zoom meetings, which until this week,
yeah,
were mandatory and started. They're still doing meetings this week. Do you know today they're still getting their third COVID test, and they need three negatives to even be administered, to be allowed into the building?
It's good. I like that.
Yeah. So they're really making sure it's going to be a clean environment. And they're not even in a building yet till Friday. Friday's the earliest they could be in there. So there you are. And bam, we're right into August this weekend. So you're up and running. It's got to move fast. So there hasn't been any discussions within walkthroughs or Zoom meetings, and he hasn't been around. He hasn't been here. He's not working with guys. He's not talking it through guys. It's one thing to show up and throw throw balls on a field. Anybody can do that.
Right.
You can meet anybody. You can meet in L.A. Sanu, meet me here. Edelman, you got your kid out there. I'll meet you. We'll do what we can. You know, but I got my video team with me, you know, so we're going to film that. It's almost like he's more worried about the video team and let's document the workout and show that I'm sweating and you're getting a pissed off dog. That's what you're getting. You know, just remember, show people how pissed I am.
Okay.
Got a chip on my shoulder.
All right. So I think you're rooting for Stidham.
I'm rooting for Stidham.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Hoyer and Stidham.
You're rooting for Hoyer and Stidham.
Other guys put the work in. Yeah.
Again. So now Cam Newton's not putting the work in.
He's not around till this week.
Okay. So. All right. Here's what I think. And anyone else who wants to agree or disagree, feel free. Everyone here. I think that you and former multiple Super Bowl champions that you talk to.
Yeah, more than one.
Who are very familiar with the workings of the team
and
how things are very regimented.
It's pounded into them. Like they know the structure. They know the
structure.
The demands.
Regiment. Established way of doing things. I think that all of these people, and I think some of them are players on the team that probably feel this way about, well, there's a certain way things are done and there's a lot of work to be put in. There's a lot to know, regardless of what kind of plays they're calling for Cam Newton, just knowing the ins and outs of the offense and the basics and the terminology and everything that comes with that. I think everyone that has thought of the established way is going to be very surprised when Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels bend over backwards and do things in a way that they've never done them before to ensure that Cam Newton is the starting quarterback week one. It's just a matter of it's never happened before. They've never been in this position before. Bill, Josh, anybody on this coaching staff, and it's a lot younger now than it's ever been, but these guys have never been put in this position in New England.
They
had Bledsoe for a year. Yeah. They transitioned to Brady year two, and then he was the quarterback for 20 years.
See, I'm starting to think they're going to keep all three because of no preseason.
They're keeping all three.
And I think I think Cam would have a tough time being here and not being the guy in the huddle first snap week one if there was a preseason and he played in the preseason. You know what I mean? And he had a chance to compete. The fact that there's no preseason, they're going to be able to talk him down to like, we need all you guys. It's going to be a weird year.
Okay? I wish I had a good example.
Okay, I was told this too.
Other than what Jim gave us this morning, Jimmy gave us a great analogy. But I'm not sure it's in good taste to say it on the air.
Great athletes are plug-and-play guys, right? You could take a guy, throw him out there, and his athletic ability will take over, right? His athletic ability take over because it's seamless for him. So I was told, remember it's Stephon Gilmore at the beginning. You know, you paid this guy a ton of money. He's your number one free agent. You signed him at 9:01 a.m., the second free agency opened.
Yeah.
And he looked lost
Gilmore.
The first 2 months. Stephon Gilmore.
Gilmore you're talking.
Lost. Yeah. And all he kept talking was about communication.
No, but not that, though.
But that's
but
not
how about the way they did it? How about the way they signed him?
You got to understand. Right.
That's the biggest shock.
Yeah.
The Patriots will never be the day one of free agency, 12:01 a.m., drop big money on a player. That's not what they do.
It takes a
while. Until they did it.
Yeah, but it takes
Antonio
a while
Brown.
To understand the system.
They'll never sign a guy like Antonio Brown. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, Bill would never have that on his team.
Yeah.
Until they did it.
Until your tight end quit.
Until they did it. So they'll never bend over for a quarterback and go out of their way to benefit one player over the team until they do it, which is what you're about to see. That's what you're about to see.
It's
going to be a shock to the system, to all the people that know this franchise, have been players on the team, have contributed to this team, and have worked in and around the team for all that time.
Yeah.
When it happens, they're going to say, whoa, they've never done this before.
I feel like Zoe, I think you're like so resistant to change because it's been so successful.
I'm ready for
change.
How can you not change after Brady leaves? How can you? That's the time. If there's any time to change, isn't now the time to change? Especially in this year that we're going through with everyone's going through changes right now with all this stuff going on. And Brady's gone. Yeah. Isn't that the one time to do it?
You get the same running backs. You get the same receivers. What are you changing?
No, but it's not about the rot. It's about changing how you operate.
Well, it might be, too.
How you do business.
Hey, Skarnecki has gone, too. So, I mean, you might change some things up front. I don't know.
they changed the defense completely around last year with Mayo calling the plays and the more aggressiveness that they had. They had the same personnel, right?
Yeah, but I think something's ingrained in a certain way an offense coordinator calls things in a way he sticks with it, because you build off that. You expand it. You could change things and give little wrinkles here and there, but from the true basis of the offense, I think that all stays the same.
I'm just saying that if Cam Newton's not the starter week one, it won't be because he didn't get up to speed.
I think it would be he's not up to speed, but say things
That's
slow
where
down
we disagree.
For Stidham. Say something
That's
slows,
where you and I disagree
say
on
Say something
this.
Slows down with Stidham or Hoyer through the first 4 or 5 weeks. I can see Cam coming in week six and then being a guy.
All right, building off of this, where
still
does Cam...
Hoyer, huh? You're still sticking to Hoyer?
He loves Hoyer. I mean, again, he's a good guy. Everyone likes Hoyer.
I just think what
everyone who knows Hoyer likes Hoyer.
Jim, in a perfect,
I don't know him,
in our,
but
in
everyone
our,
who talks about him
I love
loves
it.
Him.
I love that you have a strong opinion about this.
In
this
our,
is great.
In like, our old normal, in our old normal life, you keep two guys. That's what you do in this league now. You keep two quarterbacks.
But Bill has kept three
Kobe,
guys in a lot of years, though. There's been a lot of years
Jacoby,
of three quarterbacks.
Right? Jacoby, yep. Going back to the Jacoby year. Yeah. With Jimmy and Tom.
I remember
Absolutely.
We did this as a topic a couple of years ago.
Brady, Castle, O'Connell.
Yeah, we went through the roster of all the different years they had three guys. They've had three guys many times. When Mallett was on the roster, was
I don't know. I think I'm pretty good. I got a pretty good feel for this one, I think. So,
like it. I like it, so. I like your takes on this. I disagree with them, but I
That's
like
fine.
Your takes.
That's good. Welcome to America, pal.
I like it. I'm enjoying this.
What do you think, Sarge? Anything? You're not giggling.
Cam Newton.
Thanks, Cam Newton.
They're going all out for Newton. There's a reason they signed him. And
down
with
just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not you. It's just
okay,
a little.
Yeah. You're really excited there to get on that mic.
No, it's all Newton. No, I listen, Stidham. There's a reason why they brought in Newton here, and they're going with the three guys. Hoyer knows the system as backup. That's why they brought him back too. So, but I'm telling you though, Newton. Though there's a reason why they brought him in. Former MVP. Perfect bridge year after Tom Brady leaves. First guy in 20 years, a starter. It makes perfect sense. All Newton, all day.
Let's get to more on Cam Newton. Where does he rank among executives and people in the league? Where does he rank coaches? How do they look at Cam Newton?
Yeah, there's a lot of people pass on him, right?
Where is he? Yeah, where is he in the AFC East, just in the division and some quarterback rankings? We'll get to that coming up next.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
We're seeing some things posted on Twitter, some promises of items maybe coming Jim's way. Someone trying to trade us a Manny Del Carmen autographed player t-shirt.
For the Manny Hernandez picture? Manny Fernandez picture?
That doesn't help our cause, though. If we're having a collection of Mannys, we can't trade Manny Fernandez for Manny Del Carmen.
What if I exchange them a pair of old black flip-flops that I could sign with a silver marker?
That, to me, would be a fair trade.
About same equal value, right?
Equal value. I'll write back to Jeff right now.
Yeah. Zoe has a pair
will trade
of old smelly black flip-flops that he will sign with a silver marker. It will look nice. Might not smell nice.
A pair of smelly black flip-flops that...
We got one from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Or a sock that I may have used to strain my coffee grinds through.
What?
Yeah, I think if you run out of a coffee filter, you could either use a napkin. So I like you cut a sock, an old sock, and just fashion it down in there and kind of holds the grinds, the coffee grinds. You're trying to brew some coffee.
I've never heard of that.
Get a little kick to the coffee.
What about just a paper towel?
Did you listen to the show?
No.
He said, if you don't have those items, let's get a couple calls. We're getting these QB rankings.
I didn't have it.
Some people with some thoughts on the Cam Newton conversation. Jeremy in Maine. Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how doing?
Hey, Maine. I was just wondering what you guys thought of. They brought Hoyer in to be the backup, and the other two are there to fight it out. The other one will be released or traded.
Well, technically, they brought Hoyer in to compete for the starting job.
You really think that's...
He said that. They said that. He said that. Yes.
That's crazy. Well, I really hope Stidham makes it. I think he has a good future if he does.
Okay, do you
rid of Jared.
I was going to say, would you really believe that Jared Stidham would be traded or cut?
No.
You know, if they get the right pick, or you never, you know, what if Newton comes in really shines?
They're not going to get anything of real value for him.
But if Cam Newton gets COVID week two, they're going to keep three guys, I think. The fact that they eliminated the preseason is going to make them keep three guys. Do you hear that the NFL, that they're really, especially the quarterbacks, that they, some coaches are thinking of bubbleizing at least one player at their position to make sure?
That should be the Brian Hoyer role.
Yeah.
Brian in the bubble.
Brian, you know the offense so well. What we want you to do is go home to Dover and stay in your house, and we will talk to you through Zoom. Now, you'll be inactive this week, but just bubbleize yourself.
The Athletic has a story up that says the 2020 quarterback tiers results are here. And there's a change in the seventh edition of the annual survey. The Athletic has been around that long. It's been 7 years.
No, Sando used to do this at ESPN.
Mike Sando carried this
tiers
over
with him to the Athletic,
ESPN. Mike Sando, who was at ESPN forever. Yeah. Two quarterbacks were unanimous tier one selections, but for the first time, their names were not Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. 50 NFL coaches and evaluators rated 35 veteran quarterbacks this year and also provided a number of very interesting quotes. Mm. The process was simple. Coaches and evaluators placed each quarterback in one of five tiers, from the best tier one to the worst tier five. Once ballots were collected, the results were averaged to create a ranking. Our unanimous tier one choices averaged one, while the lowest rated player averaged 4.30. So tier one quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes.
Obvious.
Russell Wilson. Those are the two top guys.
Brees should be up there, right?
So the top ranked guy was Mahomes. The second guy was Wilson. Aaron Rodgers was third. He was a tier one guy. Brees was fourth. Deshaun Watson was fifth. Tom Brady is tier two. He is now ranked sixth in the league and is a tier two quarterback. His average tier, 1.56. So he is now at two. Lamar Jackson right behind him at seven.
Interesting.
Ben Roethlisberger ranked eighth. Matthew Stafford ranked ninth. Matt Ryan is 10th. It then goes Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Phillip Rivers, Kyler Murray is 14th. Kirk Cousins is 15th. More on him in a moment.
Why do people hate Kirk Cousins?
I don't know.
Right in the middle.
What's he done? What is that? Like a nice guy?
Yeah. We're halfway through here. Jared Goff at 16.
Oh.
He's tier three.
He should be tier seven.
Jared Goff is ranked above. This blows my mind.
Where's Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy Garoppolo is 17th on the list.
That is so bad.
That's the high paid tier.
What is that?
That's the overrated high paid tier. Murray will come in at two and say he should be lower, but that's wrong.
So Garoppolo is 17th in the league. Ryan Tannehill is 18th. So you're telling me that Garoppolo is sandwiched between Jared Goff and Ryan Tannehill? That's bogus. He's far better than those two chumps.
50 NFL personnel and executives and coaches are saying that. Not we.
And
that's
so
who's saying it. The end of that
Super Bowl killed him.
That
killed
is 16, him. 17, 18. The three guys I just gave you. Goff, Garoppolo, Tannehill, respectively. Number 19, Patriots quarterback, Cam Newton. Cam Newton. Here's what they say about Cam Newton. No one has seen a healthy Cam Newton play since 2018. No one has seen Cam Newton play for the Patriots ever. No one knows how the Patriots plan to use Newton. And it's a lot of nobody knows anything. Here's what some of the quotes are. Ready? Quote, one evaluator. Beyond all that, Cam is not inheriting a great supporting cast. Go back in the vault and look at Denver when McDaniels had Tebow. There was not a great receiving core, but they took advantage of an athletic quarterback's ability to run. To run QB power, read option, those things. I don't know how much you could do that with Cam because I don't know what his health is. One coach who placed Newton in the third tier said, I don't think he's Superman anymore. Remember when Kaepernick became vegan, changed his body, and he just wasn't as dynamic of an athlete anymore?
Not as powerful, yes.
Cam was 265 and bigger than everybody. He looks skinny now, like he's 235 and wants to have ripped abs. And that's his choice. Is he going to have that power running element? a former GM said that he thought the Patriots with Newton could be the surprise team in the league. He thought they would win 10-plus games and threaten in the playoffs.
Jesus.
Quote, you could put Cam as a four, but I think he's a three, and if he's healthy and he buys in, I think he's got a chance. I've always thought he was a baller. He's tough. He adds an element a lot of guys don't add. If he can get short to intermediate timing down, that's a big thing.
In this offense, yes.
He said he's going to be a pretty good fit. He's a top 20 guy in this league if his arm is healthy and he doesn't have to change his motion.
See, I think there's so much they got to coach up on him to make it fit here.
There were four ifs in that paragraph.
I know.
Four.
Four ifs with limited time and no preseason games to get ready.
If he's healthy, if he buys in, if he gets short and intermediate timing down, and if his arm is healthy and he doesn't have to change his motion.
Cam, the Colin Kaepernick vegan thing is the thing that scares me the most.
Right? What's with that?
Remember, it's the same thing. LeBron went paleo and he was the same player and had to redo his body.
That's right.
You lose your manage.
Your manage?
A little bit. Like
why? Because you're not eating meat or you lost weight?
A little bit of everything.
I think the bigger thing there would be that he lost weight, not that he lost his manage.
Well, I mean, he still is a pissed off dog. I mean, so we gotta credit that.
His manage.
Yeah. Vegan. I'll have the tofu salad, please.
20 is Derek Carr. Baker Mayfield is 21. And 22 is the second AFC East quarterback. It's Josh Allen. Again.
Wait, read that again.
Josh Allen is 22.
Okay.
At 24 is Sam Darnold.
That's wrong. Those two should be flipped. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to give you an idea of what's going on in the AFC East. Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Dolphins is 28th.
Streaky.
So those are your top four AFC quarterbacks. We'll tell you where.
Boys, AFC East bad.
Jarrett Stidham
ooh,
slotted in. We'll tell you where he is on this list. And we'll also ask the question, if you had to win a game with one of those four AFC East quarterbacks, which guy are you going to take? Cam Newton? Darnold? Allen? Fitzpatrick, who is it going to be?
Jim Roth nailed this in our pre-show meeting.
We'll talk about that. Your calls as well on the way.
Sports Hub. The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Seen ghosts.
Here comes Colin Benavides. Darnold quickly and low. And he throws an interception right into the hands of Devin McCourty. Here comes Simon on a blitz. He gets to the corner. Ball's loose. Patriots recover. John Simon gets to the quarterback.
Seen ghosts.
Drops back with a twist up front. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Picked off by Daron Harmon. Harmon.
Seen ghosts.
Darnold, he takes it. There's a blitz coming. He's hit. He floats one across the middle. Intercepted by Gilmore.
Seen ghosts.
Shot comes down to Darnold. Backs up. Fans in the pocket. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Intercepted. Leaping in front of the intended receiver, the former Jet Terrence Brooks. Another back foot throw. Picked off by the Patriots.
Atta boy, Sammy D. Off the back foot all day.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
How were you guys able to rattle him? He said at one point on the ESPN broadcast that I felt like he was seeing
ghosts. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the boogeyman. It's real.
Knock, knock. Guess who's here? The boogeyman cometh.
He really said that?
Yeah.
Seeing ghosts.
That's crazy for him to say that. It just, that makes it real. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. Seeing ghosts.
We gotta start thinking. What the hell are we gonna do without Van Noy?
Oh, that's the problem?
That's a myth. We're gonna miss that guy.
Of all the stuff that has happened this year, that's the big issue here. Where's Kyle Van Noy? That's the problem.
You know what we're gonna get, right? I mean,
that is so far down the list of things. Like, oh God.
I worry about that stuff though.
I worry about them playing games. Let's just make sure we have games.
Yeah.
Games.
Yeah.
Sundays, football, games.
Yep.
We will miss him, though, for sure. We were talking about quarterback tiered rankings. Mike Sando has been doing it for years. It's now on The Athletic. where coaches and evaluators and people in the league are the ones that are ranking the quarterbacks in the NFL. I told you that I would tell you where Jarrett Stidham is on this list because they rank a lot of guys on this list. And Stidham is on it at 34. He's a tier four quarterback, but he's ranked as number 34 in the league. Cam Newton at number 19, in case you missed that last segment. Stidham is at 34, in case you wanted to know.
Yeah.
The guys in the AFC East are all in the 20s, except for Cam Newton. As I told you, Cam Newton is 19. Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins at 28. You've got the guy in New York that you just heard from, Sam Darnold, at 24. He's a tier three guy. And you've got Josh Allen. I was going to say Will Allen. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, who is at 22. So, again, AFC East, assumed starter Cam Newton, at least in my mind. Cam Newton, 19. Allen, 22 with the Bills. Darnold, 24. And you've got 28 for Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you need to come back and win a game, and comebacks seem to be a common theme in this story about guys' ability to come back and win a game, or a guy's ability to win a game regardless of what's around him, you know, pure passing ability and working maybe with less, really having
elevating others,
right? Elevating others in the game, being put on the quarterback's back.
Yeah.
And you're going to, let's say you're down 10, start of the fourth quarter, you got to win a game.
This is a good angle here. This is a good evaluation.
And this is something that Mike Sando brought up in an interview yesterday. He said this sort of factors in. Which guys can do that? Come back from 10 down, fourth quarter, win you a game, come back fashion. We know how many times Tom Brady has done that in his career. Which of those four guys would you take? Cam Newton, who's the highest ranked guy, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's the lowest ranked guy, or one of the two in the middle? Buffalo and
this is what
New
he
York.
Said pushed Lamar Jackson from into a tier two instead of a tier one was this one factor.
Because he hasn't
correct.
Done it.
Because throwing the football from down 10 in the fourth quarter to lead your team to a win.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he's lacked.
Where you're in passing situations and the defense is no
running team. That's a front running team.
Right.
That
playing
can run
from
play
behind,
fix.
Not
yep.
playing from out in front.
You can't run the ball when you're down.
It's easy to play from out in front.
Right.
All right, so who would it be? Who would you take? I said Cam Newton. Just my instinct is go with Cam Newton.
I would go with
He's the best quarterback in the bunch when healthy.
I'd go with the young upside with Darnold because I think he has the best feel for the game, throwing the ball downfield, even though you know, we have fun with
I like
the
Darnold a lot.
All the picks he threw.
I fear that the Jets are going to ruin
play
him.
A lot in college, and that's what you fear there. But Jim brought up this point. Jim, who did you say you would take?
In that scenario, down 10, fourth quarter, Ryan Fitzpatrick gives you the best chance to win out of any of them.
And it changed my mind, and I would also take Fitzpatrick based on the point Jim made. This guy's streaky, and I've seen him in Buffalo. I've seen him with the Jets. I've seen him down in Miami. This guy can get hot, and that's what you want. You know, you want somebody out there just everything's – this is an everything's out the window game plan. We're resorting to – go.
All right, so this is what I would say, though.
You call it, no huddle, go.
But with those two guys, like if you put Cam Newton in that situation 10 times, he might win you the game 3 times.
Yeah.
And if you put Ryan Fitzpatrick in that game, in that situation 10 times, he might win it 4 times, but the other 6 times, he's going to throw 18 picks along the way.
Yeah.
Who cares if you lose by 24 or 10?
Exactly. Sure. Which is just my way
going
of saying,
swinging.
Which is why I wouldn't naturally off the bat say Ryan Fitzpatrick is the guy. But you do make a good case for him.
He's not a better quarterback. Just in that scenario, he's the gunslinger.
It's true.
Yeah. It's almost like he's built for that.
Has no fear. Zero fear. That's a key in those situations.
He does have no fear.
And he's a veteran.
Like Brett Favre. Like Brett Favre, he had no fear throwing picks.
You're down 10 fourth quarter with Fitzpatrick. You're just as likely to have a touchdown pass as one play. You're down 17.
See, you got to respect the guy for being willing to throw a pick.
That's what keeps Rodgers in tier one is that streak ability where, okay, it's on you. Go. You know, and Aaron's a guy who can make all throws off the back foot. And he could spin it, and he's done it.
I'm shocked Rodgers is still in tier one. I mean, even the Packers must be shocked because they drafted a quarterback.
Right.
Right.
Let's grab a couple of calls before we get to this date in show history. John in Brighton with an offer for Jim. John?
John!
What's going on? Long time, first time, boys. How we doing?
Good.
Great.
Good. All right. So what I got here is I got a signed Chris Gronkowski Cowboys fullback photo.
That we like. That's good.
On the Cowboys.
I like that.
You going to send that over?
Yeah, I can definitely mail it in or I can drop it off at the front desk. I drive by your office.
No dropping off. Can't. No visitors allowed.
Yep, Leo's not here yet.
Doors are locked.
Okay.
You got to mail it.
All right, I'll send it in.
John, looking forward to it. That's perfect. We don't want a Rob Gronkowski photo.
No.
We want a Chris Gronkowski photo.
You know what's even better
Cowboys
than that?
Chris Gronkowski.
Gordy,
Cowboys.
Gordy Gronkowski, Kansas State signed picture. When the little guy, the littlest brother, Gordy, was a kid.
There's plenty
State.
Of room for a whole Gronkowski shelf if
yes.
you need it.
But no Rob Gronkowski.
What about? What
give me all the other Gronks.
The other, like the other ones signed, even Gord, the dad, maybe he could sign a protein shaker. You know, the thing with the ball in it. It
had to be a small one.
Protein yeah. shake. Small, but no, Jimmy could lay it down.
Miniature. Dylan's in Providence. Dylan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
So I wanted to pop in real quick and talk to you guys real quick about the quarterback rankings you were going through because last time I missed out on it. And, I called back a while back to apologize about the Cam Newton thing. So I still have to go, though. I like the point you guys made about Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, down 10, down 7, whatever it is, you're right. The dude has a lot of ability to get hot. I was at the Miami game last year, week 17, and I saw it with my very own eyes for once. And you put that dude in a situation and he's got it. I'd like to say Cam Newton just because he's our quarterback right now and I'd like to see. But, again, I think the scenario has a lot of different things that kind of play into it. And if we're just going with the four AFC East quarterbacks, Darnold sees ghosts on a regular basis, averages 12 to 15 picks a season since college. We already know about Josh Allen. I'll let you guys rip on him on your own time. And, of course, you know, Cam, we have enough to know about, but I think when it comes down to this scenario particularly, it's got to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. And that signed thing from Chris Gronkowski, Zoe, you're making it seem like he's the littlest Gronkowski, like a little storybook kind of thing.
No. The Gordy is the little – there's a small little brother, Gordy, that played at Kansas State.
He was
Chris,
smaller.
Chris a little bit of a meathead, yeah. Chris is a big guy.
Sean and Glenn? I think it was Glenn.
Is it Glenn?
Glenn, yeah, that sounds
Gordy's
right.
Gordy's the dad, right?
Gord is the dad, and I think yeah, Gord
– no, it's Glenn.
You sure?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have named his fourth boy after himself.
40, yeah.
He would have named the first boy after himself, right?
I named kids after me, yeah.
Sean's in Brockton. Sean.
You made your kid. Hey, how you doing? I was just listening earlier. I just wanted to talk about the quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe, I respect your opinions, sure. But if Brian Hoyer is the starting quarterback for any other reason than COVID or injury, I'm all out. That's ridiculous. And one last thing is, like, you're talking about Cam being, you know, preoccupied with producing practice videos when Tom Brady produced a series of his practice videos, basically.
Yeah.
And it's, come on, it's all good then. But, you know.
No, he won six and threw for 505 in the Super Bowl in a loss the year it was released. So, he was a league MVP. Low?
Not there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We will get to this date in show history. It is an excellent one today. Not to be missed. It's coming up next.
Didn't care.
Oh, man. So
how many guys came up with hard hats? Hey, what's up?
So how was that 5 years ago?
Dude.
Where does the time go?
That's why you can enjoy every day, buddy. We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
5 years ago. Yeah. In 2018, 2 years ago, Zoe and Hardy were hosting that day, and they were taking calls on animal crossbreeding.
Oh, I remember this.
John and Stone. John and Stone, you're on Zolak and Bertrand.
What's up, John?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about different hybrid animals out there. It turns out that, dolphins and whales aren't the only ones that are weird ones getting together. It's also, there's something called the Kama, which is a camel and a llama. Then there is the beefalo.
Does it spit?
I called it a lammel, but I guess I was wrong. Go ahead.
There's also the beefalo, a buffalo, and a cow.
I've heard of this.
If you want to go with the SeaWorld stuff, there's our narluga, which is...
Heard this. Narwhal, I heard of this one.
A narwhal and a beluga.
Right.
And a narwhal is strange because a narwhal is a whale with a big, gigantic tooth growing out of its forehead.
Thank you, Mr. Norwell. That's from Buddy the Elf.
Hope you find your dad.
I watched sharks have sex the other day, and I didn't know that they take it and they roll around like when an alligator rolls, does the roll. These two sharks I was watching Shark Week. You know, a lot of those are on throughout the course of the day, and then they talk about the mating of the shark, sexy time. And I was like, look at this. Stop it. Rewind it.
Is it violent?
Yeah, I mean, it's not graceful. You know what I mean? Not like he's going to bite her in the neck or anything.
So it's intense shark intercourse is what you're saying.
He does it. The male does it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you brought it up. So obviously,
well, we're talking about the breed.
Memorable, like, for you.
So, I mean, say the shark wants to do it to another animal, like in the sea. You could, yeah. Crossbreeding. Hybrids. That'd be a badass shark, man. Shark, well, ooh, barracuda. Sharkacuda. Charcuterie.
Okay. All right. And finally, last year.
Yeah.
We did many live reads, a million of them, for the book, The Russian. Remember this?
The Can Russian. I just say, this is the funniest thing that's ever happened on this show. I've never laughed harder than when this happened.
This is really good, and I remember it, and I'm not going to ruin it. But during one of our live reads for the book, The Russian, Zoe produced an all-time great drop on this very show, maybe the best in the history of the show.
And it's from a New York Times best-selling author talking about his new book, The Russian.
What's his new book called?
What's his new book called?
The Russian. Russian.
This is why they say broadcasters should not eat when they're on air.
Oh, is that what they say? Is that sort of a rule of thumb?
Oh, I got hit. I got hit somewhere in Houston. It was either Houston or Tennessee. And they had popcorn. Like, they had a big popcorn machine. They get the bags and the box. You know, like a cute box of popcorn like you get at the movie theater. Extra butter on top of it. I'm sitting there and pounding, like, get one of those kernels stuck in my throat. I couldn't talk for a quarter.
Talking about his new book, The Russian.
What's his new book called?
The
Russian.
Boy, you just miss Hardy's just little dicky comments here and there, you know?
Hardy couldn't have turned his mic on faster.
Yeah. Those are good reads.
Oh, it's good. It's a good time.
Mm. Talking about his new book, The Russian.
What's his new book called?
The Russian.
Hardy beat you to it.
Was he there, though?
I don't even know. Tom thinks he was back here.
Yeah, so I think there was a delay because that sounded weird. So I was hearing him later. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? All right, let's get to headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We've got some calls waiting. We're going to get to those.
Ooh. And I got a challenge for Sarge.
And also an update on sports gambling in Massachusetts. We'll do that next as well.
Idiot.